Excellencies, honorable ministers, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf, first of all, of the Canadian delegation, I would like to thank the conference organizers and the government of Italy for hosting us here today. Thank you so much. All of us here understand the importance of nutrition in addressing poverty, and I want to assure you that Canada also understands. Nutrition is at the center of Canada's top development priority, improving the health of mums and babies and children. And it will be a key focus of our $3.5 billion commitment to maternal, newborn and child health from 2015 to 2020. To achieve our ambitious targets, we need all players, health organizations, the food industry, dietitians and nutrition educators, research scientists, all levels of government and consumers to be engaged. This includes a greater role for the private sector in achieving development outcomes. We need effective partnerships at home and globally. Partnerships that work toward measurable targets, create accountability and transparency, and coordinate efforts across sectors and stakeholders. Partnerships like the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement, in which Canada is a key actor. In typical Canadian fashion, my friends, we seldom tell our own success stories. However, today I would like to highlight just a couple. Canada is the largest donor to the Micronutrient Initiative, an organization that works to eliminate vitamin and mineral deficiencies in the world's most vulnerable populations. The Micronutrient Initiative is the largest supplier of vitamin A supplements to developing nations. Vitamin A that significantly reduces child mortality and blindness. The Micronutrient Initiative is also working to reach the last 30% of households with no access to iodized salt, because iodine is a key ingredient in the development of healthy brains and the improvement of cognitive function. And finally, the Micronutrient Initiative is a leading supplier of zinc, iron, and folic acid. Zinc, reducing the harmful effects of diarrhea. Iron, decreasing anemia. And folic acid, helping people to absorb nutrients from the food that they do eat. Micronutrient Initiative, in partnership with others, has contributed to saving about 3 million children's lives over the past 15 years. The Canadian Food Grains Bank is another Canadian success story. Combining grain donations from Canadian farmers and financial donations from churches and individuals, as well as project funding from the Government of Canada, this organization feeds more than 1 million people every year. Leading Canadian agricultural organizations such as Mennonite Economic Development Associates and USC Canada are working to improve food security and nutrition by biofortifying crops, adding life-saving micronutrients to family diets. And they are doing this in an environmentally sustainable way by selecting locally adapted resilient crops that require minimal technology to grow. This is a significant shift since ICN1. The challenge today is to provide the right balance of crops to improve nutrition, not just enough calories to survive. But we need to do more as a global community. One way to do this is to improve the collection of data to better measure results. With more information, we can improve our accountability for results, and we can inform policy decisions to ensure we are using the most efficient and effective ways to improve nutrition. This means making key nutrition data more available, identifying critical gaps, and developing effective partnerships to address them. As we work together to define the post-2015 development agenda, Canada will be a strong voice for creating clear targets with measurable goals. And we must also ensure that nutrition remains a central commitment of our global cooperation. through increased transparency and accountability, we can go that final mile and realize a world in which all people have the nutrition they need to reach their full potential. Thank you.